Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest,
comedian Pete Corielli and Oceanside duo Inspired in the Sleep.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Sleep. Did you say sleep?
Not in that way.
They're great, that band. We're also going to talk about goats today. Yes, goats.
Okay, what a tease. Can't wait. I am excited about our guest, that band that we really love out of Oceanside called Inspired in the Sleep, up-and-coming indie band. And Pete Corielli has got a podcast. He's got a Comedy Central special, and he'll be at the Improv this weekend. He's on the show as well.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. Let's keep it here. It's KX93.5's Daily Scramble Live.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
All right. Thanks to the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom for our local Laguna Beach news. Beginning in April, Laguna Beach City Hall will close on alternate Fridays, but remain open an hour longer Monday through Thursday. The new business hours will be 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. rather than the current 8 to 5. Currently, 16 of 34 cities in the county already have adopted a similar work schedule. The expectation is that the flexible schedule will prove effective in helping Laguna curb its recent run of staff turnover. City Manager John Pedig says it's a very serious issue with retention and recruits. We're behind in the market with scheduling. Councilmember Tony Eisman described the six-month trial as not public-friendly, but she was outvoted 4-1. Mayor Steve Dictro says if it's not working, we can fix it.
You say that John Pedig's got a serious problem with retention. What does that mean?
His staff.
Oh, okay.
Meaning people are turning over quickly.
Well, dear listener, this is, you're right, a very boring story. But you can be guaranteed that when something happens to you and you really need to contact the city council, it'll be the Friday they're off. Guaranteed. It's just, you know, Murphy's Law, isn't it?
But what if it's at 5:15 on Monday through Thursday, which now they'd be open?
Well, there you go. Very nice. What do you think? Look, they say they're going to work from 7:30 to 5:30.
Right.
Right, they're not going to work for all that time.
So an extra hour every day, essentially.
What do you think they're doing at 7:30 in the morning at the city?
Same thing we're doing.
Sitting around talking
about
the news. You know, hey, listen, whatever works for them. They seem to function quite well, don't they? It's not, you know, Laguna's not a disaster, is it?
You know, as we say frequently, if this is our top story locally, we're doing okay.
Yeah, city to have day off. City to reshuffle time worked. Good. I think it's great for that. If it helps them to retain staff, cool. You know.
Agreed. And no, I have no problem with our city's efficiency or responsiveness or ability to get things done at all.
Me either. I think they're really...
We love you, city. Hey, it's us.
Yeah,
look at us.
It's us. Any spare cash going around? That's the story we want.
Hey, city.
Yeah, hello. We love you.
Coming up, Jason, we won't do it now, but we want to save it because you're very excited about it.
Go on.
People have been unfortunately eating goats.
Well, we're not sure.
Somewhere.
It cannot be proved.
Okay. We'll talk about it. And there may be, I'm very excited about this, a new planet.
I know.
In our solar system.
I heard about this.
There may be a ninth planet.
Planet, and they're calling it P9.
Sounds like a workout routine.
Yeah, it does.
I'm losing my mind about this. So we'll talk about that coming up shortly.
Cool.
Cool?
Yeah.
I was in utter disbelief when I saw this news story yesterday, and I'm still freaking out because I love space. You know how much I love space.
Space. You mean you like space in every possible way, don't you? You like to be left alone. That's number one reason.
I would gladly be in the plot of The Martian. I'd go there by myself and grow plants.
Right, and not bother asking to be
sent
home.
Exactly. No one would bother me.
Yeah.
Yesterday, two scientists announced that evidence has been has been proven.
You can do this. You can do this.
That there is. I'm so excited. There is a ninth planet. They think that there is a ninth planet nearly the size of Neptune beyond Pluto.
Now, wait a minute. Pluto was the ninth planet. Is that correct?
Yes.
But it's been debarred.
Yes.
It's been disbarred.
So you might say there's a tenth planet if you're still including Pluto in your count.
No, you can't include Pluto. There are bigger rocks than Pluto in the Kuiper Belt.
All right.
I'm not reading that.
You seem to know
that. I knew that off the top of my head. Kuiper Belt. Where's me Kuiper? I've lost me Kuiper Belt. That's how big my belt's getting.
Now, for years, for centuries, in fact, there's been claims that there's a planet X beyond Neptune. There's been a lot of talk about a planet X.
Right.
So these two scientists, Mike Brown and Konstantin Batkin, out of Caltech in Pasadena, were expected to be called quacks. So they had a ton of research and data and analysis before they presented this and said, we've really found this planet. This time we are right. And the way they did it was that they figured out that whatever this planet's going to be called, I don't know if it will be Planet X or not.
They're calling it Planet 9. They're calling it...
Planet 9?
They're calling it P9.
P90X? they hypothesize that during the solar system's infancy, 4.5 billion years ago, the giant planet was somehow knocked out of the normal orbit of all the other planets near the planet-forming region near the sun. Then it settled into its distant elliptical orbit, meaning it doesn't orbit in a circle like all the others.
But it's got a wacky orbit.
Yeah, it's got a wacky orbit. And for example, the Earth's orbit is 1 year, what we call 1 year. Saturn's orbit is something like 9 years. This planet's orbit is 15,000 years. That's how far away it is from the sun. So it's impossible. It would have been impossible to see it. And they think there are a couple telescopes on our planet that could find this planet. So that's the next thing they're going to do.
Right.
Try to
spot
it.
So far away, it's probably so dim. It's not reflecting much light from the sun.
Right, exactly.
So it's very difficult to see. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's probably one problem in finding it. But yeah, it's the reason why it's never been found is because our orbit is a year. Its orbit is 15,000 years.
Yeah.
That's how much farther away it is.
That's enormous.
But it's the first time that, in a long time, that scientists and the world has responded positively to somebody claiming they found another planet, because it's been claimed before. But this time, it seems that we really found it.
Right. And you can help scientists, by the way, by contacting Caltech and suggesting a name for this planet, because they're just calling it P9, as I say. And they don't. So people have been posting on Caltech's website. How about Bowie? Why not?
If David Bowie gets his own planet,
yeah, why not? I think it's very good. Somebody says Planet Revelation. Yeah, that's not good. Sarama, the Hindu finder of lost things.
That's cool.
It's not bad. It's a very brainy one, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about Minerva?
Yeah, well, sticking with the goddess and god theme.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Roman god had a relationship with and contested with Neptune, apparently.
Yeah.
What's Hecate or Hecate? I don't know what that is.
Why don't we call it the Marine Room?
There you go. Why not? What makes you say that?
Just something local. Let's call it PCH.
You can name it after us.
Very exciting. I'm really, really, really particularly excited about this news. Yeah. Every time there's Mars news, I decide that I'm going to move to Mars someday.
Well, good luck to you.
Now I want to go to planet Minerva.
Yeah, I think it'd be... it's a long way away, mate, so you have to pack sandwiches. Yeah, it's a good story. I suppose maybe there's another planet. I was upset about Pluto, because I always liked Pluto. As a character in Disney, I always thought Pluto was a good character. Mm-hmm. Fetch the ball, you know, when he was asked to. Very nice.
There's a great picture here that I'll show you, and people can look this up online, that demonstrates why this thing's orbit was so hard to find. It's in a completely different spot than everything else that orbits the sun. So how on earth could we have found it? I don't know, but it's great. We'll talk about goats coming up. Yeah?
There's a goat orbiting the sun.
We'll tell you the story.
Wherever you are in the world, you're with KX93.5. This is Daily Scramble Live. I'm Jason Fedde. A US government watchdog has accused a Pentagon agency of wasting millions on ill-conceived reconstruction projects in Afghanistan. The Task Force for Business, and Stability Operations spent some $800 million, count them, $800 million on development projects over a five-year period. But poor planning and waste marred the scheme. Special Inspector General for Afghan Reconstruction, John Sopko, said the Pentagon has disputed several of his findings. We're getting somewhere with this. Stay awake. Among those highlighted by Mr. Sopko, who appeared before senators from a special committee on military management, was a project to help the local Kashmir industry. So they spent $800 million. How do you spell it?
Kashmir. Sorry.
It's Kashmir. I say Kashmir.
You're wrong.
Okay. So they spent $800 million on various development projects. One of these projects was to help the local Kashmir industry. This is a $6 million initiative which saw a small herd of rare blonde Italian goats imported. That's how you make Kashmir, see?
Okay.
With goats.
Okay.
But Mr. Sopko said that oversight was so ineffective and that the organization of this was so inefficient that he could not be sure that the goats were not, in fact, eaten.
All right. Let me understand this. So
yeah, it's a long winded
A bunch
way.
Of money was spent in Afghanistan in order to improve their economy and help
right.
them.
Yeah, help them
and
do small business.
Some of that money was given to a guy
yeah.
who makes Kashmir.
Yeah.
And said, here's some money so you can import some goats to Afghanistan.
Correct. From
but
Italy.
Something went horribly wrong.
Well, we don't know. He couldn't be sure. There's so little oversight, so little organization or administration of this project that nobody knows that if the goats didn't just wind up in a pot.
So where are the goats?
Who knows? He doesn't know. He can't find them. And you know, if you've got a goat, if there's a goat around, you know about it.
Sure, especially if it's a blonde Italian goat.
We have goats in town. They eat the grass.
They're
the
right
hill.
Up there.
Yeah.
I'm picturing like a Fabio goat, like a really handsome.
Very good looking goat.
Blonde, muscular
yeah.
goat.
Yeah.
Like almost a cartoon character.
Like a goat that looks like, yeah, Fabio. Yeah, I can yeah. see that. Yanni.
Fabio.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Eddie Van Halen goat.
So. Blonde Italian goats is what makes cashmere sweaters.
Apparently so.
I had no idea. Do we have to kill them or we just take their fur?
You can just shave them.
So, but it could be that a bunch of Afghanis are riding the goats around town.
It could be anything could have happened. Or they could have wound up in a pot. The Afghanis, they like a goat curry. There's nothing wrong with a goat curry.
A model goat might taste especially good.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say about goats.
I don't unless you tell me.
You've got to get up very early to get a pretty one.
I see why you held back.
Put a record on title, will you?
Too late, I did.
Well, good morning from the Supersonic Surf Shack. This is Fly Dog with the, what is it, Thursday morning.
Thursday morning.
Here.
We're both so fired.
What day is it? What year is it?
It's Thursday, mate. How are you? What's going on?
I'm great. I'm going to break it down really quick here. We got the slow easing mix of west northwest swell today and a little bit of a southwest swell running too. That's hanging mainly around the waist to chest high zone. There should be a couple of fun waves still around town. The high tide was about an hour ago, and it was really high. It was about 6 foot high tide, so town's going to be kind of swamped out, not too much surf, but late morning, get your surf on, because there'll be a window when the tides are medium tide. What else? It should be kind of foggy. Maybe the sun might come out a little bit later, like yesterday. But, yeah, there's still waves in the water, and it looks like this weekend the surf's supposed to ramp up a couple notches in the, like, 4 to 6 foot zone. So, yeah, wax up your stick and get ready for some weekend fun out in the water.
Very cool. It must be pretty ethereal out there when it's misty like this.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like it's in England again out here. A little London fog for you this morning.
Have you been surfing in England? Because they do surf there in the south.
Yeah, my mom lived in London for about 8 years, so I spent some time. I spent some time in Cornwall, actually. One of my best friends was born over there, Mongo Man. And, yeah, we went over to Boss Castle and Tintagel. And, yeah, we got into some surf down there in, what is it, Newquay,
St. Ives down there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's some waves down there. It was freaking really cold.
It's, I imagine it's terribly cold, probably like a washing machine as well.
Yeah, those warm pints were tasting a little bit better than the waves out there. But we had some fun hanging out in the magical Arthurian lands of Merlin's Cave and Tintagel. And
yeah, it's beautiful,
all that,
yeah.
All that magical stuff over there.
Nice one. Well, thanks for calling in, Sly Dog, and doing that for me. Sorry about the chaos in the beginning, but we made it.
Yeah, no worries. Have a great weekend. I'm going to be DJing at the Wine Gallery again tonight for our Purple Corduroy Wine Company party. We got Curly's birthday. We've got a good crew coming in. So, yeah, if you folks are around town, come down. And, yeah, Sly Dog makes wine. So come down and have a taster.
Great.
And we'll have a great weekend, you guys.
Yeah, have fun down there.
All right, Jason.
See you, mate.
Stay dry, bro.
But
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble
Life. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Life. All right.
Never leave me again.
I'm okay.
Never leave me again. Not before. There's going to be a golden rule. Not before 8 o'clock.
I've been on the phone with United Airlines for the last 40 minutes.
I know how you feel.
Okay. They were great, though. I couldn't believe how wonderful they were.
Were they?
I've been teasing the fact that I'm doing this for a couple weeks now, so let me just tell you the whole thing.
Go on.
All right. Today, I'm flying to Raleigh, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Well, not anymore. Now I'm flying to Atlanta, but I'll get there. in order to pick up a 30-foot 1991 school bus converted to a recreational vehicle. The reason why I'm picking up this school bus is for a commercial use that I cannot disclose yet.
Right.
Okay. Can't say what the bus is for. All you need to know is I'm picking up a school bus that I'm not going to be selling drugs out of, if that's what you're thinking.
Right. And the kids have all left the bus.
There's no kids
in
the bus.
There's no children on the bus.
It doesn't belong to a school district. It's my bus now.
Yeah.
I'm picking up the bus with my dad, who, upon finding out that I was going to drive a school bus across the whole country, insisted that he come with me.
I think it's great fun.
Fair request.
Yeah.
We're both flying into Raleigh separately today to pick up a school bus and drive it 36 hours across the country back to Laguna Beach, California. Upon booking this trip, I didn't really realize how far Raleigh is. North Carolina
it's a long way.
Is the complete other side of the country.
And I think the roads are kind of windy as well. I don't think you're going to... It's not like a
There's
straight
interstates.
Shot.
I mean, we're going to get on I-10 as soon as we can, basically, down south.
Yeah.
Now, here's the curveball that's happening this morning.
Right.
There's a huge storm, the biggest storm of the season, right now in North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee area, all along the East Coast,
The East
basically.
Coast is really going to get it this
it's
next
getting
few
it.
Days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're supposed to get in tonight to Raleigh. And leave tomorrow with the bus.
Okay.
But the weather starts tonight.
Right.
So my dad calls an audible this morning, and he gets on a plane at 5:30 a.m. instead of this afternoon when he was supposed to leave. So he's already on his way to Raleigh. And he texts me this morning. He says, you need to leave earlier. You need to get over there. I said, I can't. I've got guests this morning. I've got a meeting. I cannot leave earlier. He goes, fine. Then you get to Atlanta, and I'll pick you up in Atlanta in the school bus tonight at midnight. So I'm flying to Atlanta. He's going to pick up the bus by himself, chug along the freeway, and pick me up in Atlanta, Georgia.
This is great. It's like Cloak and Dagger or so. Midnight Cowboy.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, I think.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. Yeah. And we're going to spend the next several days. I've told you, I don't know when I'm going to be back next week.
Right.
I have no idea how long this is going to take.
Well, I'm just going to hold down the fort and
clearly,
the borders.
Clearly you're responsible.
As I usually do. Well, this might be a good time, actually. As soon as you're taking time off and you don't know when you're going to be back and you're just going to leave, you know, me holding the baby, this might be a good time to inform you that I just booked a gig in Israel in May. So I'll be gone for 5 days.
Wait, this is separate from the trip to Japan?
To Japan in a few couple of weeks.
I'm going to Ireland in February.
Great.
Does anybody else want to host the show?
No, it's a good thing there's two of us. We can do this. And you know, when Ava Burton comes in here, my wife, she's good. She's all right.
Oh, Ava's great. How about Ava just does it while you're in Israel?
It's a good idea.
And I'm in Ireland.
She can host it with Pickles. A pair of them can do it together.
Her and Sly Dog can do it. So I wish I could tell you what the bus is for because I'm really excited about it. But I'm afraid if I say it, someone's going to steal my great idea.
No. You shouldn't say. But, you know, as if you didn't have enough to do, now you're going to do something else. But he's buying a bus. He's not opening a school. Maybe that's how you start. I'm thinking of opening a school. I got the bus.
Should I get a bus first? Is that how it works? But we're going to go through some cool spots. I mean, we're going to go through Atlanta. We're going to go down to New Orleans. We're going to go through El Paso, Houston.
New Orleans.
Las Cruces, South New Mexico. We're going to go to my home, Tucson, stop there, and then finish on to...
I'm jealous. What a great trip. Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you. Have fun. Thank you. So anyway, glowing endorsement for United Airlines this morning. They're great. Very helpful. What else? I don't even know where we are in the show now. I've been gone for so long.
I don't know. I got a good headline here, though. This is a good headline. You want to hear this headline?
Sure.
Keith Richards found not dead in San Francisco hotel. It's a great headline. You know what the story is.
Coming up, Pete Corielli, comedian, performing at the Improv this weekend, will call into the show. We've also got a band out of Oceanside called Inspired and the Sleep performing after 9 a.m. And would you like to hear the story about Kanye West doing a tribute album for the late David Bowie?
Oh, my God.
Coming up.
Daily Scramble Live.
That was The Rebel Light, a local band that we absolutely adore that made it big with that song this last year called Strangers. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Jason Fetty.
Good morning. Can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
What kind of a person goes to the gym at 4:45 in the morning? I'll answer that question. Salespeople from Toyota.
I don't get it.
I went to a thing last night.
Yeah.
And it was for salespeople from Toyota. I was playing, just, you know, singing.
Last night at 4:45 in the morning?
Nope. Oh. Last night about, I don't know what time it was.
Okay.
Forget. Anyway, it was outdoors, so it was cold and, you know, miserable, really.
So you're playing for only Toyota salespeople?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only Toyota salespeople at Pelican Hills, that place.
Oh, lovely.
Fancy. Nice food.
Okay.
Good food. And very sort of classy operation. They looked after me really well. It was very nice. But these people from Toyota, they're enthusiastic about doing things, aren't they? They're very like, yay. I thought it's almost raining. And I got them to put an umbrella over my stuff and I said, you know, people going to want to eat out in the rain here? And they're like, yeah, no problem. And they piled out and they sat in the rain and they ate their dinner.
Just carefree individuals.
Laughing, carrying on, hanging out. Some famous golfer and some famous cyclist there.
Might they have been the top Toyota salespeople?
Oh, they will have been. The directors of sales.
Right. The people that are rewarded. They typically in car salesing, you get rewarded for good years. So maybe this was a party for...
I think it's all of them. I think it's all of them from across the country. Like just the big top-notch dudes.
Yeah.
Directors of sales managers probably from dealerships.
Well, it could have been salespeople who had good years.
I don't think so. I think these were all directors. Okay. Somebody told me that. And then this woman go and they do that little sort of presentation thing where they say, this is the one who won the golf today. This is the person who got the nearest the pin.
Oh, it was a golf tournament.
It was
all right.
Golf and they had cycling and there was a tennis thing.
Well, no wonder they were in a good mood. They just played 18 holes of golf.
I'd be in a terrible mood after 18 holes of golf. It's like worse than watching The Revenant.
So you saw a bunch of people in a good mood and it only made you in a worse mood.
It just
made
me irritable. And then... And then, so this woman gets up and she presents the things and she says, and here's Steve, they're all called Steve, aren't they, salesman? Here's Steve Stevens. Right? And she says, Steve Stevens wins the closest to the pin. Well, I bumped into Steve this morning at 4:45 at the gym and she just kept talking and nobody said
like,
anything.
Like that wasn't a big deal.
No, yeah, like just kept talking, like that was just the obvious thing to say. Like they were at 4:45, they're
and
all
they were
in the
both
gym.
There.
Yeah, oh, morning. What?
That's what bothered you most about the whole thing.
I mean, like, you know, I couldn't sleep, or I've been up on coke all night, or whatever.
Or I can't believe I saw him at the gym at 4:45.
Yeah,
it's just right, a normal.
You know, I usually do a night shift, but I don't know. But just the obvious, you know, just like, oh yeah, that's the obvious thing to do.
So the guy went to the gym, played 18 holes of golf.
Yep.
Then sat out in the rain.
Sat in the rain, ate his dinner.
In his dinner.
And he probably sold 20 cars that day as well.
On the phone.
The same day.
I'm sorry that made you so upset, but those sound like remarkable people.
They are. Yeah.
That's the whole problem, huh?
Ava said to me, did you get a car as a tip? No.
Toyota Land Cruiser.
Wouldn't mind.
All right, coming up next, we'll tell you about Kanye threatening the world to release a David Bowie tribute album and how the world
Why
has stopped
Why is Kanye
him.
Still alive? Bowie's dead. Alan Rickman's dead. Glenn Frey's dead. Why is Kanye still alive? And Ted Nugent. Why is Ted Nugent still alive?
We'll discuss. Too bad old What's-His-Face got the James Bond contract.
I don't know, Tyler. The more I listen to that song, the more I think, you know what, I can see why they didn't do it.
Really? I like it.
I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's cool kind of ear candy. But once you start listening to the lyric and whatnot, it's really not that, it's a bit flat.
Well, that's Radiohead's Spectre. They were supposed to write the James Bond theme song for the most recent Bond movie. Sam Smith got it instead. But we're playing it because poor Radiohead, I guess.
Sam Smith.
That is who got it, right?
Whatever. Why is he still alive?
Because he's 25.
There's a lot of people.
Calm down.
There's a lot of people
you need to calm
say
down.
That about.
All right.
It's not fair, is it?
Speaking of your opinion on who should be alive or dead.
Yeah.
Kanye West. Is reportedly threatening to release a David Bowie covers album.
Oh, my God.
All right. It's only a rumor. Nothing confirmed by the rapper or anybody connected with him. But that hasn't stopped a petition emerging to stop Kanye from doing this. More than 20,000 people have signed a petition urging Kanye to not do a David Bowie tribute album.
We are being manipulated here. This is nonsense.
By whom?
We're doing this story. Because it's not been proved. What did you say? It's not out. It's been leaked. Who leaked it?
I don't know. Yeah,
Kanye's
I don't
people
really
leaked
know.
It. It's just a news story to get Kanye in the papers.
Here's another rumor. Another headline says David Bowie would have been flattered by a Kanye West tribute album.
Sure.
I don't know how anyone knows that.
Well,
but David Bowie liked hip hop, specifically Kanye West's latest collaborator, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh.
And Tony Visconti told Rolling Stone that they were listening to a lot of Kendrick Lamar in preparing Black Star.
Visconti, they're all in on it.
So
it's a conspiracy.
So can you rightfully sign a petition against somebody who would make a tribute album that the late artist actually might like, even though you don't like the tributor?
You can if you're British. British love a petition. 579,000 people signed a petition to keep Donald Trump out of Britain recently. Yep.
Keep in mind, Kanye has compared himself to Jesus before.
I know. Well, so Lennon did that too.
Well,
so Lennon did that too.
Lennon maybe deserved it.
Yeah.
Not I mean, Kanye West.
Honestly, I've never listened to a Kanye West album all the way through. So I'm loathing him from afar.
Right. Well, you don't
remotely.
Need to. I have, and I'm loathing him.
Really?
Intimately.
Are you?
Yeah. His first album is pretty good. I'm a Kanye West hipster.
Right.
But after that, no.
You like the old stuff.
Yeah. Play the old S, as the concert t-shirt says.
Yeah.
So people are recalling Kanye's a divulsive rendition of Queen's hit Bohemian Rhapsody at a Glastonbury concert. And everybody either loved it or hated it, right? Which probably more in the latter camp.
Depending on the amount of drugs you'd taken at Glastonbury.
Yeah. And so people are simply accusing him of cashing in on Bowie's death. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It honestly, it does not matter to me.
We shouldn't be talking about this. We if really
Kanye,
have
sure
to.
We can. If Kanye wants to do a Bowie album, it doesn't affect me at all.
No.
You can listen or not listen.
I won't.
Who cares?
Listen. I will not.
Right,
listen.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. In fact, it'd be kind of entertaining.
I'm going to guarantee you something. No matter what he does, if he does a Bowie album, a Bowie tribute album, he won't get anywhere near as good as the versions of Bowie songs played at the Marine Room Tavern last Monday night when we did our Bowie tribute.
I heard that.
It was magnificent. Tell you who was great. Morgan Mallory.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm only selecting him out of everybody. Andrew Corradini was great. Zach, everybody. But Morgan Mallory, wow, blew us all away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been in here a few times, played at the House of Blues. We had him in a couple weeks ago with City of Neon. You can search for him on our podcast page and hear him perform live. He's got a cover of Imagine Dragons, or Walk the Moon, rather, on our SoundCloud. That's really cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Coming up, Pete Corielli, comedian, Showtime special, been on Letterman, Conan, lots of stuff, has a podcast that's very popular. We'll call into the show. He's at the Irvine Improv all weekend long. This is Daily Scramble Live, KX93.5 in Laguna Beach, California. Very excited to welcome to the show now a gentleman performing at the Irvine Improv this weekend. He's got a Showtime special called Let Me Tell Ya and a very popular podcast. Pete Corielli on the phone. Hello.
What's up, boys? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my God. You've been up? Have you been up all night, Pete?
What? Are you from England?
Used to be.
Brilliant.
Exactly.
I've never heard an Italian do a British accent before, I don't think.
I used to have the worst joke about the Comedy Cellar all the time in New York City I played. Whenever there'd be an English guy in the crowd,
yeah. This
is back when I was Hack Central, I'd go, oh, yeah, over there in England, you call cigarettes fags. You say that over here. Where do you go to drink a beer and suck a few fags? They send you to a completely different kind of neighborhood. A waka, waka, waka.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's
so a
bad.
Classic.
Don't worry, folks. I'm not going to be doing that joke tonight, trust.
Maybe you've improved a little bit since then.
That's what. That's God, why. Listen, so. When I came to this country, I quit smoking for that very reason.
Oh, really? I quit smoking because they were up to $12 a pack. Got a better chance of getting an 8-ball of cocaine off me. I've had people still trying to bum them off you. It's ridiculous. I'm not doing that anymore, lady. What are you kidding me?
How are you, mate? Are you down here already? Are you in Orange County already, or are you still in New York?
No, I'm in Orange County. I just got to drive over to L.A. today for a little bit. Got to go in. See, there's different levels of stand-up and fame. There's the level where your agents call nonstop with offers and you have to turn things down. And then there's a level on that where once in a while you got to walk through the hallways of your office just to let them know you're still living and available. Yeah, come on over to the agency. Say hi to everybody. Let them know you're doing good. It's like I'm literally walking the hallways going, could somebody get me a job, please?
Do they remember to start pitching you for things as soon as you show your face again? Do you have some auditions coming up?
Yeah, I you know, this is the worst one I ever had. Tell me this is quintessential L.A. And this is like 6 years ago. I was meeting a guy, and they made me wait in for him to come out and to go in his office a little longer than you normally would. And then when I finally go in there, it was a writer, and he's like, yeah, no. I've been thinking of projects to you nonstop. And he goes, I mean, I even have you on the wall. And I turn and my headshot is on his bulletin board. And I go, oh, that's why I had to wait in the lobby, because you were trying to find my headshot in your file cabinet to put on the wall. to have me really think you've been thinking about me so much, I'm on your wall.
Yeah. That's absolutely what they do. It's like when you get the wedding gift of some horrible thing and you've got to have it out when your father-in-law comes around.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I do that a lot with gifts from my parents. I moved upstate New York, and they constantly get us, like, pictures and stuff that say New York, or, like, they got me a wood thing, a piece of wood, but it has the New York skyline. And I'm like, I always say to my wife, I go, what does my mother think? Like, I'm yearning for New York City, so whenever they come visit, I got to put all this crap up, and then when she leaves, I take it down.
Yeah, we've got all that.
My parents got my daughter to dumpy desk I didn't want from IKEA, piece of garbage desk, for Christmas. And then they came up already 2 weeks later, and I already returned the desk and got something different. So my buddy has the same dumpy desk in his playroom for his kid. I had to drive to my buddy's, get the desk, put it up in my house. So they go, oh, the desk looks so nice. As soon as they left, I had to bring the desk back to my buddy's. It's ridiculous.
Did you have to take it apart and put it back together both times?
No, I just used his. It was all ready together, and I could fit it in the back. So,
Pete Corielli.
Beautiful. Yeah.
We're excited to have you this weekend. Pete Corielli at the Irvine Improv. You can go to irvine.improv.com for tickets tonight and through the weekend. A lot of shows, several different times each night. And I imagine you've played the Improv before, right?
I haven't played this one before. I hear it's like huge 500 seater.
Yeah, they just remodeled it. It's in really nice shape. I don't know how many Italians will be there. It's probably mostly Asian and Persian in Irvine.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
going to
be a Persian crowd, yeah, for sure.
That's all right. Listen, I do material that everybody can relate to. Got a new Showtime special out. They don't put any Tom, Dick, and Harry on Showtime. You don't have to be Italian to dig my stuff. This isn't Guido Hour. We're
all yeah, but you know what? It's a funny thing, you know, because you were talking about your parents just before. Now, I'm a Jew, so I've got parents like yours. Italian parents, Jewish parents, just the same. And I tell you what, Persian parents, exactly the same. You know who's different? White people.
Yeah, right? Exactly, man.
Everybody's the same, except for white people. They're the different ones.
I beg to differ.
You know, you're making me think, because my sister lives in this lily white town in Westfield, New Jersey. And, you know, everybody there has nice jobs and two kids, and everybody's so smart, and they all dress so nice. I mean, the kids, my 10-year-old nephew eats sushi. Who eats sushi at 10? That's not Asian. But, again, it's like you're saying, I that's exactly what they are. I look at my sister, and I'm like, you're all just white. You're just white.
Yeah.
By the way, as far as the Asians go, you want to hear something funny, man?
Yeah, go on, tell us.
I think it's funny. I had a
quietly, though, so no one can hear.
This is the most embarrassing moment I had traveling that I can think of. My flight attendant brought me the wrong beverage. I'm on a flight with my wife once. And, you know, when they bring you something, they're not coming back again for like 500 flying miles. You know what I'm saying? So I politely tell the other flight attendant I have the wrong beverage. And she goes, she's real huffy puffy. And she's like, I'm really busy, sir. Who's your flight attendant? So my flight attendant was a Chinese guy. So I wouldn't be my worst first way to describe someone, but the lady put me on the spot, and I'm like, the Chinese gentleman. So, you know, she talks to him. He comes over, and you know, I don't know if she told him what I said or whatever, but he gets my order, and I'm like, thank you. And then right before he leaves, he looks back at me, and very loudly he goes, by the way, sir, I'm Japanese. So, of course, I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Oh, really? I apologize. You know, but as soon as he walked away, like, I whispered to my wife, I'm like, alligators, crocodiles.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm in the general vicinity here. Yeah. Work with me a little bit.
I know. Elks, moose, it's all the same.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Pete, let's talk about your podcast real quick. You do a show with Sebastian once a week, the Pete and Sebastian show, that is getting pretty popular. I know you have a lot of followers and a lot of listens. You know, did you imagine it would grow like that, like it has?
No, I don't know, man. I don't know that I thought it would grow like that. But what I did know was everyone who has casts that are pretty successful said consistency is the same thing. So if it was going to grow, it would have to be, you have to put it out every week at the same time, and they have to know that they have to rely on it, man. If even with you guys, the people that tune into you guys every morning, like a cup of coffee, they need to hear you guys as part of their daily routine. But if you, like, decide to take a month-long hiatus, that's it. They'll find another lover. You guys know that.
Yeah. That's a sensitive subject. Jason's going to Japan for 3 weeks next month, so...
Yeah,
oh,
and you know, everywhere I go, I see little Asian people, and I think, I wonder if they're from Japan, and I want to ask them questions about Japan, but I know I'm going to pick on the only Korean in the neighborhood.
Oh man, I'd love to go to Japan.
I know,
but yeah,
excited.
I am grateful the cast has grown though, and we don't have any guests on at all, so that I'm, you know. I was hoping that wouldn't be a problem either.
Well, it's cool because really it's just two guys chatting. I mean, it's your personal lives. It's a lot of stories that have happened. I mean, there's some bits too, but mostly it's just your own personal experiences. And Jason and I kind of try to balance that too, is how personal can you get on a show in order to get people to like you? I mean, you want to break that third wall and have conversations that are relatable, you know, and I think you guys do great at that.
Thanks. Yeah, there is a fine line. I mean, the good and bad with casting, though, is like the bad is that, you know, it's not live and you don't have that, like we're having right now, magic moment right in the moment. And the with live, as you guys know, you say something about somebody, unless they heard it right there, then it's just hearsay, right? Someone could be like, oh, they were talking. Should have heard what Jason said about you. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But if they didn't hear it, they didn't hear it. With podcasts, oh, you say something about someone else goes, go to episode 11 at 2:47.
Right.
He burps, and then he says stuff about your mother. It's unbelievable. So you're so accountable for everything
yeah.
you say.
Yeah.
So there are times, you know, I won't lie. There are times we'll cast and then something's really offensive. And then afterwards, the other one's like, yeah, maybe I should just take that out, you know? And it's like, you know, some comics feel like every word they say is so amazing. Like, you ever hear these podcasts where the comics go, we don't even try to be funny. I'm like, well, then why would I listen to you? That would be like going to see a singer. And she's like, I'm just going to talk for an hour. I didn't come here to hear you talk, lady. So we try to be funny. I mean, not that we always are, but that we're always trying to be funny. So,
well, Again, Pete Corielli at the Irvine Improv this weekend, irvine.improv.com tonight and through the weekend. Really excited to have you in town doing a show. You can check out the Pete and Sebastian show on iTunes, and you can check out the Showtime special, Let Me Tell Ya, that came out in November. Anything else you want to add, Pete?
Are you guys coming? You going to come down? This is the kind of comic where you actually come down. You don't just tell the comedian, yeah, no, maybe we'll come.
I'm driving a bus from North Carolina this weekend. It's a long story.
You're driving it or you're taking a bus?
I'm driving a 30-foot school bus myself with my father from North Carolina back to California.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, it's not for charity. You would think you'd do it for charity. No.
Yeah. It's an actual yellow school bus?
Yeah, it's a 1991 Bluebird school bus that I'm starting a new business in that I can't tell you about, but it's not drugs. And I'll be driving it here so I can do that business.
Well, all I have to say is whatever business you're doing that requires a bus is going to fail. I just want you to know that. So don't quit the radio game. I don't know what you're going to be, Danny Partridge. What are you planning on doing? Driving around with your family singing crappy songs? I don't know. Holy! And lastly, what is it? Bus take diesel?
I believe so. Yeah. Probably. I don't know. I've never seen it before. No. I bought it in North Carolina.
You're going to go broke in gas just trying to get home.
And yes, do you know what? I'm so holding back, Pete. I'm so holding back because I've had 5 or 6 really good pedophile jokes to say all morning, and I'm not allowed to say them on the radio. It's so difficult for me.
I believe it, man. Oh, well, good luck with the bus ride. You
thank you. I'll keep you updated. I'll tell you what it is. I think you'll like it, and then you'll think it's going to be successful. I'm sure of it. You'll change your mind.
All right. I'm looking forward. You got to tell me. I'm curious now.
Yeah, so Jason will be there, though. Jason's going to the show
for sure. Yes, of course. I'll come up and say hello.
And our buddy Dave, our video producer, is going to be there as well. So you might meet a couple peeps.
Yeah, Jace, come on. We'll have a brewski in the back after the show, man.
Sounds great. All right. How you doing? How am I doing? All right?
Yeah, you're doing fine. Just stick to your little British thing, right?
Pete Corielli, Irvine Improv this weekend. We're so privileged you got to call in this morning, man. We appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me on, guys. Have a great weekend.
You right, too, man. Ya. Thank you.
Later.
Hey, Pete, will you do a quick radio drop for us? Just say who you are and what show you're listening to.
All right, but what do you want me to say for the show?
Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5.
Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
On what, though? What's the call numbers? I don't have it in front of me.
KX93.5.
KX93.5. Daily
Scramble Live.
Okay. Hey, this is Pete Corielli, and you're listening to the Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5, baby.
You nailed it.
Nice. All right.
All right, man. Thanks very much. Have a good shows this weekend, okay?
All right. Later, man.
See ya. All right. We're excited to welcome to the show now three guys out of Oceanside, Tom, Max, and Bryce, comprising Inspired and The Sleep, a band that we just got turned on to that we like a lot. They're going to play live for us, and then we'll chat about their music and their budding career, their new EP, and all that stuff coming up. So without further ado, Inspired and The Sleep on KX93.5.
Treat you like a doll, brought out to play a spin down, wide makeup and tall. Bright plastic scenes compose our life, and when I've had enough, I discard the toys back in the box, and you'll have called my bluff. Cause real life's the chime, my ticking call. Stay if you want to. Can't help the things that put you through. In the labyrinth, my free within the cage. No boss can know what's in the mind. Actor on a stage. Stick to the script and say your lines that keep you guessing. Which trail leads to an exit out? And just accepting that these walls are filled with my own doubts. Stay if you want to. You through in the labyrinth, my stay if you want to. Can't help the things that put you through in the labyrinth, my. I knew once before my life will become a chore. I'll cause our molasses trip to mice as these titles proceed to whine in my love and my stay if you want to. Tell the things that put you through in the labyrinth, my. Stay if you want to. Can't tell the things that put you through in the labyrinth, my.
Awesome. Way to go, guys.
Yeah, we love you guys. I love you especially because I found you. and our music director, Steph, finds a lot of great new music. And every once in a while, I manage to squeeze one in.
There we go.
And you're it. So there you go.
That's Inspired and the Sleep out of Oceanside. That was the lead track in my Labyrinth Mind off the EP Eyelid Kid that is out. We'll hear one more song from the guys, then come back and chat.
Too out to get to know you. Fondest memories of what you put me through. We sat together at every recess. We traded lunches cause I like your sandwiches best. Die so. Love you too much to let you live. Let go. I would never dare. Let you in. Bow, imagine ourselves as warriors. Plastic weapons, a battle axe and sword. The terms of battle of our child play to never tattle on any word we'd say. And then one day we're separated. You felt the cool tip of my unforgiving blade. Retribution for all the smiles you shine my way. Hey, every once in a while, die so. Love you too much to let you live. Let go. I would never dare to let you in.
Inspired in the Sleep, live on KX93.5 out of Oceanside. That was Die Slow, right?
Yes, it was.
Cool. That one you just released a stop motion video for that I want to hear all about. And Jason's going to brag copiously about how he discovered you. And we'll learn more about your band now.
Well, it's actually not that great a story. I was just rooting around on Spotify. And there he was.
The
there
stumble.
You were. You just, yeah. I love to do that sometimes. It's a great wormhole. It's not like radio, because your radio is just, it's in the background, you can do whatever you
right.
want. But if you sit and do it for an hour,
you're actively
you can really
searching, yeah.
yeah, and you fall down wormholes. Just allow yourself to do that, and you discover great music like yourselves. So
yeah,
well, are you finding that, are people discovering you out of the blue?
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of coverage on like little music blogs all
yeah.
over the world, so it's kind of cool. I'll have someone who like went and studied abroad, and they said, "Oh, you have these like Polish fans," or just yeah. like really strange things. It's pretty like inconsistent, though. It's not like we'll get a lot of attention from around the world, and then all of a sudden we're playing like really big shows in our hometown. It's more progressive on that end. But,
sure, it's a slow build.
yeah, but it's like it's kind of cool. We have little people like us, not little people like. They're like younger
bless
kids.
Them.
They're not literally
for lyrics
little.
Or something
that.
Like that.
We're talking about like midgets.
yeah,
saying,
like
really,
small.
When you
yeah.
say that, yeah. but are you on top of all that stuff? Like, so if you had like I don't know, if you had 50 people in some town in Poland.
Oh yeah.
And you knew about that, you could go there.
Euro tour.
And you could
Let's
play. Well, you could go to Poland.
Yeah. is Poland not Europe?
Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
Okay, cool.
All right. if you're being pedantic. or Gdansk.
Huh? Was that
See
Polish?
What I did there? Gdansk, city in Poland.
You're losing me.
Yeah.
all right, so Inspired in the Sleeps in studio, and they just played two songs for us. In My Labyrinth Mind is the one that we've been spinning a lot that hopefully our listeners know. And the second one you played, Die Slow, you just did this stop motion music video for.
Yeah.
That apparently took you a year to make it.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Okay, so there's this really awesome guy named Robert Crisp. And he's an Australian, but when I reached out to him, he was living in, I think he was living in London. And I like just liked some of his other, he's like an independent filmmaker. I liked some of his other stuff. And I hit him up and I said, hey, like, we really want to collaborate. There's not like a lot of money to go around, but like, we love your stuff. And hopefully we can work together and put something out and it can, you know, promote you and us. And I just sent him the tunes and that was the one he picked. And I just kind of let him go with it. And he said, I'm going to do like an underwater scene. And it's going to, like, I didn't even know it was going to be stop motion, I don't think. And then he sent me like the first cut and I was like, this is amazing. Hmm. And so it was all, you know, stop motion takes forever. So from the point of when we like started working together and like started getting the idea together to when it was finished was a year.
Wow.
But it's probably like 6 months of animating for him.
So describe it to people who haven't seen it yet.
It's so, yeah, just YouTube inspired in the sleep die slow. It's like all these handmade, it's like an underwater scene of all these different animals and colors, and it's really psychedelic, and it's all put together in stop motion. And there's a lot of, he does a lot of good stuff with like, what is it called when you, oh, with focus. He like focuses in and
out.
Oh,
cool.
And, it's just like a really intimate, well put together, really well thought out video.
Awesome.
On the tube.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's got some wacky octopuses in it.
Yeah.
And what looked like Venus flytraps or something.
Yeah, yeah, there's and a bunch of different stuff.
It's really like, wild. And it's beautifully, as you say, beautifully put together. Yeah. He's clearly a great artist.
He did a great job with it.
Well, I think you guys have a deeper, more elaborate meaning beyond yourselves at face value. I mean, your name, Inspired in the Sleep, your single, In My Labyrinth Mind, the EP, Eyelid Kid, right? I mean, these are all...
We think a lot.
Yeah, so...
We're thinkers.
What's going on in there?
Well, I think writing songs is a little therapeutic, and so for this song specifically is definitely a little sadder than some of her stuff. So it's kind of just working something out, and In My Labyrinth Mind is it's just one of those things where it's like about relationships and the blocks that you bring into your relationships and the issues that everyone carries with them. And then Die Slow sounds pretty brutal, but it's actually like a it's kind of like an imagined scenario of like a childhood scene of like a kid and their best friend, and then something happens and they used to be super tight, and then all of a sudden like one of the kids is like actually murdering the kid in like a playground or something like really dark like that.
So it is really brutal.
Yeah, it's pretty metal.
Not only does
it's pretty black metal. now that I say it out loud.
And what does the band name mean, if you can describe it?
That came up a long time ago. I was having some like sleeping problems, and I kept on noticing this thing where I'd have all these like aspirations and inspiration at night, and then I'd go to sleep, and I'd wake up in the morning, and I'd just be like, oh, like all of it's, the motivation's gone. And so Inspired in the Sleep, it's kind of just polarity and like opposites. And, you know, you have the inspired portion, which is like maybe energy, and like maybe happiness, but it could also be anxiety. And then you have the sleep portion that could be like very calmed and subdued and relaxed, but it could also be like depression or something like that.
I think it's a great name. Very compelling.
It is totally. And it's a good question to ask you. I mean, like, it's the sort of question DJs always ask bands, isn't it? Where'd you get the name from?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's sort of a lazy question.
Yeah.
Except but for that, them, it's...
No, for them, it's not. All right.
We're just drinking.
Why are you attacking
me? I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying. It's, you know, for you guys, it is. It's really Inspired in the Sleep. I kind of got that and the sleep. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Right, that thing.
It was actually Inspired into Sleep a long time ago. And then one of our old drummers recommended to do Anda because you have like, you know, like Leona May and the Matadors as a friend.
Right. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, we just kind of took that.
So you're Inspired and those guys are the sleep.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'm asleep.
We switch roles sometimes.
We're
really lazy.
I was kind of the sleep this morning, though. I don't really get up past 10 that much these days. So.
No, but it's good. We always say that to bands. It's good of you to get here this time of the morning. We know
it's great.
That it's the middle of the night.
And it's
we are aware
here.
Of that.
Yeah. Well, you can find Inspired in the Sleep online. Search for some of their videos. Also get their EP, Eyelid Kid, a 6-track EP, which came out in October. And tell us about the couple shows you have coming up, Max.
This Saturday, the 23rd, we're playing this spot called Poor House, which is kind of like... So we're in Oceanside, which is North County, San Diego.
Yeah, and not that far from Laguna. People think it's only like 40 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. It's not far at all. Yeah,
yeah. And it's like our little spot there. We got this spot called Poorhouse, and they treat bands well, and it's always just a blast. And then on the 30th, we're doing a show for the kids at Soma, which is like an all ages venue in San Diego, where a lot of like scene core bands play and, like metal stuff. Which
so
is cool.
You mean like the teens?
Yeah,
yeah. All right,
for the tweens.
All right, cool.
Well, you just explain Die Slow, and they'll be on side.
Yeah, exactly.
guys, we really appreciate you coming in so early. Tom, Max, and Bryce of Inspired and The Sleep. Anything else you want to add before we go?
No, it's the Saturday show. It's free if you do decide to come out. It's a really good atmosphere, really fun venue. So we recommend it if you've got nothing else going on.
And we'll be at Silver Lake Lounge in L.A. on February 24th, too. That'll be a cool one. But check us out.
Cool.
Stay tuned.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Inspired in the Sleep out of Oceanside. Jason, Fetty, and I are on our way out, so bye.
Yeah, bye.
See you. Here's new Dandy Warhols on KX93.5.